with a little math. 60 points, 21 rebounds, 10 assists. That is last night's record stat line from NBA superstar Luka Doncic and his Dallas Mavericks won in a nail biter. Here's how it all went down on NBA TV.
And that drew rim. It still moves. Luka got it back.
Rob Mahoney is with us. He is basketball writer for The Ringer. Rob, hello.
Hello, Scott. Thanks for having me. Hearing you read that stat line, it sounds ridiculous. And I watch it happen. I know it happened. And yet, here we are.
The numbers are historic. But the game itself, right? Dallas was behind the whole game. I watched some of the highlights before Luka Doncic did the magic we just heard, tied it in regulation, and then they win in overtime. It's one thing to score a ton of points in a blowout. Last night was a whole nother thing, wasn't it?
Oh, it was an incredibly hard-fought game. And I have to say, from the Knicks' perspective, a really heartbreaking game because it really just kind of unraveled for them in the final minute. And it was Luka pulling on that string at every step, not only scoring in bulk, as you said, but pulling off what in NBA terms is just an improbable, a completely desperate endgame maneuver to miss your own free throw intentionally to try to get the ball back to then tie it. It almost never works. And yet with Luka,
because
these things seem to work
sometimes. Because they were down by two, right? They were losing by two, and so you can't just make the free throw. You have to miss it on purpose.
Exactly. And so, yeah, this is a thing that NBA fans will see dozens of times a season, if not hundreds of times a season. It will fail in almost every case but this one. So pretty exceptional stuff.
We see a lot of records in sports. What do you make of this one? The most points and the most rebounds in what basketball calls a triple-double.
I mean, as a general rule, anytime you're besting Wilt Chamberlain for records, you're doing something right. You're doing something pretty special in the NBA. And with Luka, it really opens up this broader conversation about what you can reasonably expect one player to do. And he is pushing the boundaries of player usage, of player creativity, of just like how much you want the ball in one player's hands and proving to be as formidable as you could ever expect one player to be under those circumstances.
Yeah. Rob, you spoke briefly earlier today with our producer Gabby and said Luka Doncic makes this look easy. For people who don't watch the NBA all the time, why is this Slovenian superstar so unstoppable?
I mean, he's such a singular player to watch because he's exceptionally patient, because he moves seemingly very slowly, but a lot of that is, you know, in basketball, there are players who play one instrument, so to speak, very well, and Luka is one of these players who plays the whole orchestra, who is seeing the entire floor, who knows every machination, who is, you know, manipulating defenses and opponents at a really high level. It's really an incredible thing to watch, to just see kind of how his eyes dart around the floor, to see the way he moves and navigates things, but I don't think we've ever seen anyone like him. He's certainly kind of an evolutionary example of someone who's building off of superstars like LeBron James or James Harden, who we've seen before, and really making his own style off of that.
And he smiles on the court. 30 seconds, Rob. Luka Doncic is 23 years old. How good can he get?
I mean, he's already in kind of all-time conversations as far as those projections go. Obviously, there's a lot to do and a lot to win and a lot to earn to kind of solidify your place among those ranks. But as we're seeing with games like this, the big statistical performances are already there. Mm. Now it's just about kind of finishing it off and playing a long career and, you know, putting a bow on it, so to speak.
Rob Mahoney is basketball writer at The Ringer. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.